The visit by Secretary of State Clinton to Iraq comes on the heels of a wave of bloody suicide bombings which threatened to destabilize the country just weeks before U.S. troops are set to withdraw from major Iraqi cities. Clinton told a press conference with her Iraqi counterpart, Hushyar Zuberi, that her assessment of the situation in Iraq mirrored that of top U.S. Commander General Ray Odierno.
These are tragic and terrible events, but they do not reflect any diversion from the security progress that has been made. They are certainly regrettable and horrible in terms of loss of life, but the reaction from the Iraqi people and the Iraqi leaders was firm and united in rejecting that violence and refusing to allow it to set Iraqi against Iraqi, which is obviously one of its intended goals.
Two suicide bombings Thursday, followed by two more suicide bombings Friday, left scores of dead and wounded. The victims were mostly Shiite Muslims in what appears to be a bid to set off further sectarian warfare. Clinton noted that despite the loss of life from the lethal and terrible suicide bombings, the Iraqi people have made courageous sacrifices alongside the United States to withstand the challenges facing them.
The Iraqi people have withstood challenges of the most vicious and violent sort from those who would have torn their society apart. And Iraqis from everywhere have made tremendous sacrifices. The United States has also shared in those sacrifices. But we are proud of the progress that the Iraqi people have made. The Iraqi people are known for intelligence, hard work, and courage. And we will stand with you.
Foreign Minister Zuberi insisted that he doesn't think that the recent surge of violence will disrupt the timetable for U.S. troops to withdraw from major Iraqi cities in June or for assuming security responsibilities across the country.
I personally don't believe that these deadly attacks will derail the government determination to pursue its plans to stabilize the country. Yes, we have indeed certain timeline for withdrawal from the population center and the city centers, but we are doing our utmost and we are coordinating very closely with the multinational forces to ensure that there is no vacuum.
Clinton also expressed her pleasure at having met ordinary Iraqis, including women and war widows. She told them the Obama administration will stand by them in their travails.
I especially appreciated the chance to meet with Iraqis, including a group of women who were both war widows and who were helping widows and their children. I also participated in a historic town hall meeting with Iraqi citizens representing a broad cross-section of Iraqi society. At every stop, I have emphasized President Obama's message that our strategy working with you may be in a new phase, but we pledge our full and continuing commitment to Iraq and the Iraqi people. We are committed to seeing an Iraq that is sovereign, stable, and self-reliant, and fully integrated into the region.
Clinton was met at Baghdad Airport Saturday by the new U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Christopher Hill. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.